Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God an awesome, awesome God? I do thank God because God is good. He's worthy. And I give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. This is, of course, Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries giving you a big God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. I love him because he loved me first. When I wasn't thinking about God, I was on his mind. And I thank him for that. Hallelujah. I bless God for the word of God and for the time that we have. We can come together before the word. I thank him because God has given us not only his spoken word, but his written word. You know, those of us that are living in these last days, and I say again, these last days, we are blessed to have the word of Almighty God written, word that we can read, word that we can study. We can see what others before us have gone through. We can see what has been spoken. We can see and learn by example. And so I say to you, it is an honor and a privilege to have the word and to be able to share the word. It's a terrible thing for God to have provided such wonderful, wonderful, wonderful treasure, and we don't take advantage of it. Amen? And so we thank God for the word. Come on, Lord, we thank you. We love you. We bless you. And we ask you, Lord God, that you just bless us during this time. Let the word reach in our hearts and help us to receive your truth and not to turn from it, turn to the left or to the right, but to stay with your word and always hold it dear in all of our hearts. We thank you, we love you, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, today, my sister, my brother, I want to look at something that God put in my heart about change. About change. And it's just an interesting thing to look at how things change and how we can look at it one way and others look at it another way. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse number 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Forever. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. And when you look at this word, you see that the Bible is saying Jesus is the same. He's not going to be changing up, you know, and you hear people say things like changing like the weather. The Lord put this in my heart as I was looking at the weather patterns this particular day and just the last few weeks here where I've been. And I've seen it just rain and rain and rain and cloudy and cloudy. But I tell you what, we can wake up in the morning and it looks bright and sunny and beautiful. And by midday, it's raining and dark and shadows. And by evening, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's back being sunny and dry, and you would not know. Sometimes the sun come out and dry up all the rain, and if you weren't out there, you would know about the storm that went on at 11 or 12 o'clock. If you were sleeping or if you had just flown in from somewhere, you take a look at the weather and you would think, wow, it's been like this all day. But those of us that's been in it have seen that it hasn't been like that. It's been changing. Now, it's the same day, and that's what I want us to look at. It's the same day, but many things have taken place in the same day. Should we say the day have changed? No, the day didn't change, but the weather did. Glory to God. The weather for that day have changed. And so sometimes we look at our Lord and our God. He is not changing, but the things, the circumstances of life in our lives are changing. And sometimes we see that he is doing different things, but he himself never changes. But let's look at this word change and how we take it. See, because change can be a positive thing, and to some people, it's a negative thing. You know, we don't like to see when good things end. For example, let's talk about the weather again. When it's sunny and beautiful and nice and everything is great, I think most of us like the sunny, beautiful weather. I know I like it sunny and warm. And then when it might change to the rain and maybe the snow or whatever the weather pattern might be, some people might begin to complain because of what's happening. But I just want to encourage you today that when something changes, we shouldn't get stuck in it and build our lives around what's happening in that moment. Because guess what? It's going to move on to another thing. Changes are inevitable. They're going to come. And so we must be ready for the change. Sunny in the morning, get your umbrella and take it, because it might just rain in the afternoon. What should you do? Fall apart because it's raining? No. Just be ready for the change. So it is with life, my sister, my brother. I want to encourage you that in life, a lot of things might change, but you have to remember who your God is. Your God is a God who change not. The Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord. I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. That means that no matter what the storm it is that you're going through or the trouble, no matter what the pain is, because God is not going to change up like the weather, God is not going to change, you can rest assured that He will be there to care for you, to love you, to protect you, to help you. And sometimes when it seems like you would be consumed, remember, I am not consumed because of the God that I serve. Oh, but there's a storm going on all around me. Yeah, but God is greater than my storm. Hallelujah. And God doesn't change. He was great last week and He's great this week. He was great a year ago, and He's great right now. We have to remember that. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, when I saw Him, I fell at His feet as dead, and He laid His hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. Oh, I love that. He said, fear not. Why? Don't you be afraid, because I'm the first and the last. I get the last word. I have the first word, and says God, and I will have the last word. I'm the one that will determine, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus, whether you're consumed or not. And when you are found in me, oh, bless His holy name. When you're found in me, my child, you cannot be and shall not be consumed. Verse 18 says, I am He that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. What can take you out when God has the key of life? And, glory to God, He has the key of death. In other words, it is God, the power of God, the mind of God, the work of God that will determine the last straw. And so we give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor because our God changed not. His goodness and His love and His kindness towards us will never change. His greatness will never change. How God feels about us, it will never change. The fact that He said, I make you righteous, it will never change. Oh, bless His holy name forever. That's what I'm talking about. Fear not. Though the weather may change, even other people may change, things may change all around you, but God will never change. Don't be afraid of change, but understand that God is the God even over all change. He is yet God. Amen? Glory to God. We give Him honor. We give Him praise in Jesus' name. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries. God bless you. Amen.